Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Sarah and Vinny.
On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 8:05 Tuesday morning, and it is Bottle Rock Napa Valley time. This part of the show is brought to you by Staples. Bottle Rock Napa Valley, presented by Jam Cellars, returns May 25th through the 27th. Memorial Day weekend, features the best in live music. We got the lineup yesterday. It's Muse, The Killers, Bruno Mars. Those are your headlining the 3 days. And then about 1,000 other bands. You can go to RadioAlice.com.
Chainsmokers, Halsey, Snoop Dogg, Billy Idol, Revivalist, Bleachers, Michael Franti.
Yeah.
The Struts.
The list goes on and on. And you can find the whole thing at BottleRockNapaValley.com. The tickets go on sale this morning at BottleRockNapaValley.com. They go fast. They sell out every year. Right now, caller number 97 skips that line completely. 800-400-3697. Caller 97 wins a pair of three-day general admission passes to Bottle Rock Napa Valley 2018. Call now.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Hey, this just in. We were actually correct about Deacon Fry jumping in and filling his dad's position in the Eagles.
Right.
Michael was saying he saw them and the guy was spot on.
Oh, great.
It got me so excited. Like,
it's pretty funny.
I was excited that we were correct for once. I went, oh, my God, we went on for 10 minutes and we were right for once.
It happens
funny,
once in a while.
I sort of love when the next generation steps in. The John Bonham's son.
How about Eddie Van Halen's son?
Well, he didn't step in for Eddie, but he's in the band, the whole next generation.
Keep it in the family.
Yeah.
So cool.
Staples keeps your ink stocked and your business moving. Buy one HP ink, get the second at 30% off. Ends on the 13th, 1/13. Restrictions apply. See store or staples.com for details. Staples, it's pro time. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by the Kaiser Permanente San Francisco Half Marathon and 5K on February 4th. Register now at getfitkpsf.com. Wikipedia released their list of the top searches for 2017.
Is Donald Trump on there?
He is. He's number two. He actually was second with more than 29.6 million. I guess these are page views, like if you search for him.
Is this, is it mostly celebrities or is it like...
It's all different stuff.
Events.
So his views peaked on Inauguration Day. And I would actually argue that as an individual, he's the most searched thing because the number one most searched thing was deaths in 2017. About 37 million views. The traffic there peaked on November 20th following the death of Charles Manson, of all people. I guess people went, oh, it's far enough into the year that I'm going to see who all died this year.
And that guy's body's still on ice.
Manson is.
Yeah. Is that so? What
They're
are they
fighting over him.
Oh.
A family Wonderful. Member, a son, and I think his quote-unquote partner.
Yeah. Do you have some wife lady?
Yeah, I don't know if he ever wifed her, but they're definitely... Girlfriend,
he ever wifed her.
Yeah, I like that. I'm going to use that from now on.
Okay,
forget marrying someone, wife him. You ever wife that guy? Queen Elizabeth was third, about 19 million searches on Wikipedia. That peaked on November 10th when Netflix dropped the second season of The Crown. Like, people were like, "Well, I better get some history on that." Season 7 of Game of Thrones had about 18 million searches on Wikipedia. Is season 7 the one that? Season 8 is the final one.
2019, everyone.
No.
I don't miss it.
Surprising, everyone. Vinny doesn't miss Game of Thrones. Rarely has anything good to say about it, and he doesn't miss it.
Such a bummer. I mean, it's like, it could be as much as almost 2 years away. Oh, I love this theme. Everybody getting ready. Prince Harry's fiancée, Meghan Markle, was the fifth most searched term on Wikipedia.
I'm not surprised about that. When I started hearing that name, I couldn't say who fast enough.
Right.
Who?
Let's see. Bitcoin was number 9.
All right.
15 million searches for that. Wonder Woman star Gal Gadot, 14 million. She's 15th place. The Wolverine movie Logan had 14 million searches.
That wasn't bad.
Oh, yeah. You said you liked that.
I did. I didn't understand it all because they've jumped around too many times for me to be up on it all, but it was good.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson was number 21 on this list. Number 22 behind Dwayne The Rock Johnson was Star Wars The Last Jedi. Surprising. Elon Musk was number 24. 12 million people.
Did you read over vacation that he was seen with that Amber Heard again?
Mm-hmm. I did not.
They are back together. They haven't announced it.
Well, he needs love.
But they are back together.
She probably read that interview and she went, "Oh,
you loser.
I'll go back with
Come
you.
Come here." I saw him on, it was a rerun, but Elon was on Big Bang Theory the other night.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, it was funny.
Yeah, so he's back with Amber Heard.
He also just launched, I guess SpaceX just launched some
top secret
government thing, Zuma. Uh-huh.
Yeah, did you, well, wait.
Saturday or Sunday?
Oh, I don't know. But one of the things that I saw over the vacation was this crazy footage of a rocket launch. Did you see the video of that?
No. Mm-mm. Is this the same one?
I don't think it's the same one. I don't think. But it's cool. It looked cool. And you can imagine it made everyone go, UFOs! Because it was bright. Oh. And there was no missing it, put it that way.
Love space. Hey, did you start that that book we talked about?
What is it?
It's called
What About Bob?
We Are Legion.
I did.
We Are Bob.
I did start it.
What'd you think? Gets right to it.
So far, so good.
Mm. Oh, man. I can't wait to talk. I finished it yesterday.
Get out of here.
I couldn't put it down. I was like, I have to finish it. There's two more. Oh, I love a great trilogy. Elsewhere. Oh, yes.
The other thing, you haven't mentioned it, so I'm going to assume that you either, it's old news or... Did you hear those two fixer-upper people that you love so much are pregnant?
Chip and Joanna.
Again?
Uh-huh. You didn't hear that?
This would be their fifth kid.
That's why they're leaving their show.
But they're getting another show.
Yeah, that's not. They might say that, but.
So I guess, because I had to look it up, because this was over vacation. They announced that she was pregnant, and it was a picture of him sticking his belly out, and then it was her belly. And I'm like, oh, these two.
They're hilarious.
Why can't I get away from them? I mean, but anyway, he had said something like, you know, we kept having babies and then we started this show and there were no more babies. And I wanted another kid. Mm. And she was like doing, I think, pump the brakes. It's too soon to make an announcement. Stop talking, son. Shut up. So she was sort of going, well, I don't know about kids. And then they finally made the announcement. And
how many
clearly,
do they want total?
I don't know.
I don't know
She's
either.
She's 40.
This will be their fifth kid.
Wow.
So this might
That's
be
enough.
Their last. This might be the one, like the last.
It might be.
Ditch effort here.
Yeah.
That's a geriatric pregnancy.
It is.
That's a. You don't,
Isn't it? They actually call it that. This is
that's
like sad
a scary
to say.
Term.
It is. Well, maybe she froze some eggs. Who knows? Maybe she froze some non-decrepit eggs.
You think so?
I don't. But
I don't either.
Just putting it out there.
Right.
Anyway.
So you didn't know that? Okay.
I didn't.
I thought.
Let's see. Who else is on this list? Who cares? Adolf Hitler was number 48.
Yeah, why?
I don't know. I guess that's what people search on Wikipedia for. Shiloh Jolie Pitt. I believe she's the oldest child of, oldest biological child of Angelina and Brad.
She's the most interesting one of them all.
I completely concur. I cannot wait to see what happens with Shiloh in the next 10 years.
What do you mean by what
I'm
happens
just
with?
Very interested to see what I'm interested in all those kids. Like, what are they going to turn out to be later in life? It's a strange life that they're living. Mm-hmm.
This is
a fascinating one.
This is the little girl that dresses like a boy, mm-hmm. like specifically,
like looks like a boy. Everything
goes
that she's
out of her
right,
way,
she is full. And they're like, yeah, we let her.
Well, why?
I can't think of one reason.
Right.
She's 11. And she, they went snowboarding in Lake Tahoe over vacation.
Oh.
And she broke something.
A record?
No.
Oh.
No, not a good break.
Oh.
A bad break. It looks like People magazine is saying a broken arm. ET is saying the collarbone. Oh. Either way, she had a wreck. Over the weekend, Angelina walked the red carpet with her son, Pax. And so I'm not sure. I guess, let's see. They are not giving a date as to when this happened, so I don't know if mom was on site with the kids or not. But anyway, they say she was very pleased with the care that the kid got on the hill, and she'll be fine. Don't worry. But she did break something. Lena Dunham, the star of Girls, and her boyfriend, Jack Antonoff, from The Bleachers and from Fun, they broke up.
No.
I know. Last month, about 5 years together. They met on a blind date in 2012.
It's interesting how much crap she catches right now for being part of the Me Too movement, but having an employee that's been accused of something, and she defended the guy. And it's super weird to...
I can't remember what her comments were exactly, but yeah, I remember there was some article I read about. What do you remember about that?
What I just said. Just that she's someone who had completely in the face of this Me Too movement... completely said, not everyone who's accused has done it.
Who is it?
Lena Dunham.
And so she caught a bunch of crap for basically calling that woman, that accuser, a liar because she knows the guy.
Mm-hmm.
But all the other accusers, they're telling the truth.
Right.
And people were like, you can't, that's not,
you know, that's
not
the,
a good look.
That's the problem with this whole, you know, with this, if there's a problem with it, it's that you really can't win. And if you are friends with someone who's accused, I guess all ties have to be cut. Like, it's really, I want the pendulum to swing back a little. Like, let's try to be reasonable about.
One of the most, we didn't even touch on it yesterday, but one of the things that a lot of actually it was women that pointed it out. They were saying, you can't be part of this movement and this protest with your tees hanging out, like, you know, the cleavage shots. And it's like, you know, if you're trying to, and that's, is it a valid point? Maybe it is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, you know, but it's one of the points that came up, which was you're trying to be taken seriously as an actor, and yet you're also.
Yeah, like, I think what I'm saying is there's no winning.
And that's the point I'm making is, right, there's always someone there that will point out.
Yeah, no matter what you say or how you come down on any issue, this one is a particularly touchy one. There's no winning. I hate to say it, but it makes me, because, you know, we talk for a living, and frankly, we've stepped in it plenty of times over the years. And there have been times when I look at a story, I go, I'm not touching that, because I just don't need the trouble. There is no winning in certain things.
Well, that's...
Anyway, these two
Oprah
broke up.
Running for president.
Right.
She has a great brand.
Why would you step into that mess? Right, exactly. There you go. So I don't know if you guys heard about this, and we haven't talked about it yet. The president's throwing an award show.
Yeah.
The fake news award show. It was supposed to be last night at 5:00, and man, the world was excited for it, and he postponed it like late in the day yesterday, or maybe, I don't know, middle of the day yesterday. He made some tweets. Look, there's this book out about him basically saying he's insane and that his, you know, kids are treasonous and blah, blah, blah. And he called himself a stable genius. I don't know if you follow him on Twitter. Over break, I actually really tried to just check out and actually have because I find it very unrelaxing when I read the New York Times or whatever. So anyway, he wants to hand out the awards for the fake news media for all the very dishonest and unfair coverage they've given him over the course of his campaign and presidency. I almost said pregnancy. there are, like, everyone is campaigning to win one of these. Like, it's going to be a notch if you win one.
Oh.
There are like full-size billboards up in Times Square for Stephen Colbert, and Trevor Noah is from The Daily Show is on a rant about this. So now they've been pushed to January 17th.
How's he going to do it?
Who the hell knows? Nobody knows. So dumb. But
for real.
Yeah. He tweeted, "The fake news awards, those going to the most corrupt and biased of the mainstream media, will be presented to the losers on Wednesday, January 17th, rather than this Monday. The interest in and importance of these awards is far greater than anyone could have anticipated."
He hasn't tweeted in the last 17 hours.
How is that possible? Is his phone broken?
There's nothing new. All the stuff about the farmers.
Anyway, that's going on, so I guess it'll be next week. So, this HQ trivia.
Oh, yeah.
That game that you're playing?
Yeah. It's your new addiction.
Look, the great thing about it is there's like a couple of live games a day, and that's it. It's hosted by someone live. Someone is doing this hosting and reading the questions, and there's like a live feed at the bottom of just like scrolling comments. Like, so I played it last night. I played the 6 o'clock game, which didn't start till like 6:17. By the way, that's annoying. I was ready for bed. 6 o'clock last night, so I'm sitting there and I'm waiting for the game to start. And 870,000 people were playing this game. You see the number up at the top, and every time you miss a question, only the number of people that got that question right go on to the next one. And it got down to something like 13 people. It's fascinating, actually, to watch it and see where everybody falls off. I fell off on, like, question four.
Four. Which one got you?
It was a question about Jean-Michel Renoir or something like that. And it was, is he a director? Is he an impressionist painting? Is he, you know, whatever?
That got you?
Yeah. What would you pick?
Renoir was a painter.
Right. That's what I picked, too. Oh. This was that guy's son, who was a director.
What a dick.
I know.
Come on.
Exactly. So I sat there and watched the rest of the thing. So it was a total trick question.
So what was he?
He was a director or something like that.
Oh, for I know. Crying
out loud.
How
much time do you have to answer the question?
10 seconds.
So, I mean, you could be playing it, and you can also be Googling really fast.
It's tough. What would be the point of that, though?
Because you're a big, fat cheater.
And you want the money.
Money.
Well, I'm pretty sure Gretchen used to cheat a lot. There's no question.
Oh,
she
stop
sat
it.
In here with the questions every day. Come on.
That is true.
I wondered about
she
that.
She certainly did have the opportunity.
Right there at her desk the whole time.
Well,
but
she's
a huge trivia person. Right. She knows a lot of stuff.
Yeah. So what happened with the 13 people?
Well, so I don't know if it was around 13 people, but so you split a cash prize. It's crazy. Like each one of them won.
How much is the money?
Well, this time it was $2,000. There's a few. I've seen games that are worth $10,000, though. And if only 10 people make it to that point, it's $1,000 a piece. It's crazy.
Hmm.
Anyway, super fun.
You love it.
I don't know if I love it or not, but because
you do
feel
fun.
Stupid. I'd like to make it past question four. It's the furthest I've ever gotten.
I can tell you right now, if Alex Trebek doesn't survive this incident, a lot of people are going to be super bummed because they live for the 7 o'clock Jeopardy.
Oh, don't worry. Jeopardy will continue on. It'll just have a different host.
Really? You think so? They would
do
that to him?
Yes.
Yeah,
they did it to Bob Barker.
He would want it to continue
Absolutely.
Anyway. It's a huge
money
maker.
Who are they going to get that's going to be snooty enough to pull it off?
Well, they'll find someone. There's plenty of snooty people out there in the world.
All right.
I don't know.
There's already an article out about how you can cheat.
Oh, no!
Using Google search engines on your phone. They say the Androids are faster, so you basically hover over the tap the microphone button, and just read the question aloud. Or if it's reading for you, I don't know how it works.
Yes, it does read it for you.
So I guess you just enter those keywords and you can get a search result within 3 seconds.
You want to know who the top
five
or six people are to replace Alex Trebek?
Yeah.
You say yes or no after names, all right? Meredith Vieira.
Yes.
Yes?
Oh my God.
She's
no problem with
doing that stuff.
Right. She was the one doing the Millionaire Show.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Brian Williams.
No, I don't think
you know what the
first
thing I thought of was liar.
Yeah, he is a liar, but he has that game show look. Everybody, come on, Anderson Cooper.
Yeah,
okay.
I like Anderson.
No.
No. No? Anderson Cooper. Okay. Rachel Maddow.
No.
No.
I like her.
Yeah, you like her, but do you want her on your Jeopardy? You need someone that doesn't have... This is what I think. You need someone that doesn't have the past... Brian Williams, lying news guy. Rachel Maddow, liberal news lady on MSNBC. Like, you've already got
a
these associations.
Didn't pop in there? I was waiting for that.
You want the other names?
She's a lesbian chick?
I believe so.
This is one of Bryn's best friends, Don Lemon.
Did you just out her?
No, I didn't out her.
Don Lemon, one of Bryn's best friends.
And that's
she outed herself a long time ago.
Yeah, I think it's
Don
known.
Lemon. I could do that.
You like
him? Don Lemon's.
Yeah.
I would like someone kind of funny.
You want to know who number 7 on the list is? And I would say yes to this, but you guys will definitely say no. Matt Lauer.
No.
That guy never works again.
I'm done with him.
Yeah. He can be a busboy somewhere. And even that.
They have Pat Sajak on the list, but
no. He's busy on that other show.
He doesn't want that other show, though. He will gladly jump up.
Yeah, let Vanna have that show. She's been wanting that show since she was a kid. All right, final note here. Why don't we end on a positive note? We almost never hear anything good about Kanye West. It's always some crazy thing. Like, the latest thing was he sent his wife an email saying, "You can't wear your big sunglasses anymore. You only can wear these little small ones. Here are some pictures of them from the 90s. These are the ones you have to wear." And now they're trending. Leather jogging pants. Who thought of that? Fighter jets. So that's the kind of thing we normally would hear about him.
So that's
not
the thing?
Not this, no.
Oh, okay. I'm like...
That was the other thing.
There's
I read
the story.
That. No, first I read the thing about the sunglasses, and then I was like, whatever. Telling his wife, you gotta throw those out. Too big. And then I read this. It's very sweet. About a week ago, he FaceTimed a young fan of his who was dying of cancer. He even rapped I Love Kanye for her because it was her favorite song. Mm. She died a few days later. And nobody in the Kanye Kardashian empire said a word about it, but someone from the girl's town tweeted about it. So, and then Kim replied that they're praying for the family.
Oh, turn this off.
Here's a shot of him that one of the girl's family members took as he was FaceTiming with her. And
the lights are here, baby.
Oh, turn it up.
Turn up the lights in here, baby.
Come on, human.
Want you to see everything. Want you to see all of the lights.
Oh.
This is his best song, I think.
Man, FaceTime's never a good look, is it?
He almost looks like his head is just sitting on a table.
It just never...
Yeah. That's my one. I would FaceTime way more if I looked cute on FaceTime. I look like a dog.
You have to hold it up.
But now my arm's getting tired. Well, I gotta hold it up here all day.
Put it on.
That makes my nose look kind of big. Like my forehead's already kind of big, and I'm accentuating that.
Hey, a couple suggestions for Jeopardies. Right. People are saying Will Ferrell. Or Kelsey Grammer.
Oh, Kelsey
Grammer. Kelsey
Grammer
could pull it off.
Kelsey actually would be perfect.
Yeah.
That's perfect. Because he's just that right amount of kind of, he seems smart, but he's kind of snarky. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
That is a pretty good one. Leave it to our listeners to figure that one out. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Oh, so much stuff, including male sex robots.
Oh. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Get her done Tuesday. It's 8:38. Thank you so much for being here and listening today. This part of the show is brought to you by... Hold on one second. These two pages are stuck together.
It's David's Bridal.
David's Bridal.
Which is where I got my dress from, actually.
Is that so, Yuzette?
Yeah.
Yay!
8 years ago?
Yeah.
Whatever it was.
You were so gorgeous. Oh, wait. I wasn't there.
Don't worry, baby. Only like 28 or 30 people were there.
Were you there, Sarah?
I was not
there. Oh, that's right. You weren't there either. Bryn?
I did not.
Hooman, you know, you always get invited to all the weddings.
I do, but I think she was trying to keep it super intimate and super, super,
super
duper close.
Super, super small, yeah.
How many people were invited again?
Like 27.
Yeah, all when right. she wifed
I was number 28, right. believe it or not. But.
I was number 28.
I was 29.
And you had just gotten back on the show, right?
I did. I think I was still, yeah, I think I was doing traffic for the show. I was still at whatever it is. Oh. Total
yeah,
traffic.
She didn't even, she was...
Because you know what? There was like three or four traffic girls that went. Oh. One of them landed in the bushes, but.
Do we know her?
No.
That's too bad. Vinny's counterpart, bush girl. All right, anyway, this part of the show is brought to you by David's Bridal. Play me some JT.
Woo!
Oh, I love this one. Back around. What goes around, goes around, goes all the way back around. It's a good one. Hey, girl, it's everything you wanted in a man. Justin Timberlake, call number 9 right now, 800-400-3697. You win a pair of Justin Timberlake, the Man of the Woods Tour tickets. It'll be at the SAP Center, San Jose, April 24th. The tickets go on sale this coming, January 16th. I'm not sure when that is. Is that Wednesday of next week?
I think it is.
It's next week sometime. January 16th, 10 a.m.
Oh, January 16th is Tuesday.
This Tuesday at LiveNation.com. Justin Timberlake, win a pair right now. 800-400-3697.
Oh. Hey, I want to give a little shout out to my little neighbor friend, Caleb.
Oh, hey,
he's starting a new school at down the street from my house, Sandpiper. So it's his first day at a new school.
Oh, that's exciting. You have a lot of children in your neighborhood.
There's some kids.
Yeah.
They all seem really nice.
I'm trying to remember where if we were on The Secret Show and you told us that one story
no,
about a kid in your
it was here.
It was? The one who tried to pick you up?
Yeah, Bobak. That's his name.
Oh, you've talked to him since then?
No, I remember he said Bo something, but I didn't catch the end of it. But when I talked about it in this show, someone that we know texted me and said, is it Bobak? Right. I go, yeah, that's his name. She sent me a picture of him. I go, that's him.
Oh, boy.
So the whole neighborhood knows this guy.
Mm.
All right.
She said, how old are you, son? Right now at David's Bridal, listen up, Bobak. Select gowns, originally $300 to $600, are now $99, plus $20 off bridesmaid dresses. Be your own bride only at David's Bridal. Sale ends January 17th.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Bay Club. Ease back into your routine today with a free 3-day pass. Visit bayclubs.com/routine to get started.
All right.
I go to the one in Las Gatas.
Where?
Las Gatas.
Las Gatas. Did I get it right?
I don't know.
Well, that one's
50% of people say you got it right.
Los Gatos.
There's the other 50%.
Los Gatos.
That's the one I go to.
I go to Corte Madera.
What?
Nobody says
Corte Madera.
No one says it.
God.
Come on.
That was ridiculous.
I go to Las Corte Madera.
You got it. 0% of them call it that.
Corte Madera.
Anyway,
I
wanted to clean up a couple things that we've been talking about before I get into the news. So we were talking about Alex Trebek has something's wrong with him.
He had like he had blood clots removed from his head.
Because he took a fall.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. 925 says, Jeff Probst.
Yeah. It's so funny. I thought of that, but I wouldn't want him to leave Survivor. So I have to say no.
But he'd be so good at it.
He would be good at it.
He hosted the rock and roll version on VH1 for years, apparently.
Oh,
really?
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either, but I thought that's a great name. That's a good suggestion.
Yeah. My friend was saying, Gareth was saying that he, Will Ferrell, does great impressions of Alex Trebek.
Oh,
he did bits on SNL.
He did?
Absolutely he did.
He hosted it, sure.
Yep.
Is that the one where Norm Macdonald would always play Burt Reynolds?
Norm Macdonald was so great some of those bits.
Who would play Sean Connery? That was always pretty fun.
Your boy, didn't Daryl Hammond play?
Yeah. That was fun.
Yeah, those were pretty good. 925, we were talking about how the protest at the Golden Globes where everyone wore black, some of that fell short for some people because they felt like you can't do this protest, but also have your giant cleavage showing. Mm-hmm. And it was some of the texts we got, but also some stuff, some backlash I read about too. 925 says, women shouldn't have to hide their bodies to be taken seriously. We shouldn't have to hide our bodies to prevent men from harassing us. That just follows the she's asking for it mentality. That blames the victim rather than addressing the problem.
Right. But again, there is no winning
right.
because someone will get in a fight with you about that. Mm-hmm. We don't want to fight with you. We just want to, you know, have a fun time talking about the news of the day.
Right. But Doo-doo-doo. That is, there's exactly the opposite of
right.
what some others had said. So I thought it was worth a mention here real quick. Now, let's get on to some stories of the day. The Raiders will be introducing John Gruden as head coach today. So while it's been in the news and everyone's been talking about it, today the deal's done. It looks like it's $100 million for 10 years. John Gruden coming back to the Bay Area for 1 year before they move to Las Vegas.
It says, I looked it up, it says they won't be in Vegas till 2020.
Oh, so they're going to be able to pay
2 years here and then 8 years.
Yearly to be, oh boy, I wonder what the Coliseum will do to their rent. Does the rent control work there?
I have no idea.
No.
They probably have a contract. I have no idea.
Huh. Well, all right.
Get them, Libby.
Get them, Libby.
Anyway, so that's what you're going to hear today. There's a press conference and Gruden will be the big splash for your Las Vegas Raiders.
Depressing.
Yeah. I don't know about this. The pill's always been an important part of my life.
The birth control pill.
Yes.
Okay.
I've had more than one partner use the pill, and that was our sole
protection.
Birth control protection. And it works.
Mm-hmm.
It's important. So this story is 7 San Diego CVS pharmacies offer birth control pills without a doctor's prescription. And I'm wondering, I don't know if you guys know, California, I guess, law now allows women to get birth control without a doctor's prescription from pharmacies. But so that's only in San Diego? Is that?
I have no idea.
Never heard anything about this. In many, many years.
Right.
But you used to be, right?
Mm-hmm. I got on the pill when I was about 15 and a half.
Yeah, you carried around one of them plastic clamshell cartridges.
And actually, I had my friend's mom take me.
It's a thing. Yeah. And that's why I wanted to do the story. I think it's pretty important that this is something that's available to people. Mm-hmm. I would want my daughter to talk to me about it, and I'd happily go get it for her if she were to tell me. I mean, I'd cry because I don't want her.
She's your little baby
doing
girl.
That, but I also don't want to be a grandpa before she's out of high school.
Oh, but you know, the younger the better, right?
No,
you're getting old, man.
No, I don't want. I don't
you're
need
a young
to.
Grandpa.
I don't need grandkids. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell her that you don't need to do that for Dad. Dad doesn't want that.
Yeah, well,
all Dad wants is you.
I have a feeling that the wife is going to have different thoughts on that.
She
but,
has
you know.
Fulfilled all my hopes and dreams just as she is. Mm-hmm. I'm good. Anyway, I hope that's something that's coming to the rest of California here very soon.
It's interesting.
I
did not do well on the pill and got off of it pretty early.
How so?
I had zero sex drive when I was on it.
You never switched it up because they have different ones.
I did. I went on a couple, and one of them made me fat, and one of them totally cleared up my acne. But I just
those are all side effects. You're right.
Yeah. I was only on it for a couple years. But that's the thing that I'm wondering: are they selling one? Because it's true. Normally, you go talk to your doctor. Say, here's what I'm experiencing. Here's what I think. I mean, are you just going to go talk to the pharmacist about this? Mm-hmm. Like, where's the advice coming in on this?
I don't know. Right. I don't know. It's pretty trippy, though. Mm-hmm. Was it CVS? I want to say that linked up with one of the insurance companies. I think it's Aetna.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And their plan is to make more medical,
make them like mini clinics
yes.
and have a whole, you know, insurance clinic, doctor visits and pharmacy all under one roof
to offer more stuff.
That's
interesting. At the Walgreens, I get the flu shot. They got a little closet they put you in, and they give you your shot, and you're good. So, and I love it. I think that's great. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's something we're going to see more available to us, is some type of advice there at the pharmacy.
If they have more than one.
I mean, they will say there's a window down the way that they say, if you need help with your medicine and how to take it, meet me down on the other end and I'll
walk you through
I'll school you up on it. Here are 20 things that well, I won't do all 20. We never get through even 10 of half of the things we mean to. But here are some things that turned 20 in 2018.
Oh boy. All right.
Google turns 20.
You're kidding me.
In 2018.
When we started at this job, there was no Google.
Google launched on September 4th, 1998.
Oh my God.
Google.
That is astounding.
They have built a beast in 20 years.
There was Yahoo, obviously.
Right.
And then there was Alta Vista. And then there was Ask Jeeves.
But somehow, don't you remember all of your home pages had Google in the corner?
What about Excite?
The little search spot. And you were like, I don't know how they worked that deal, how they made that happen, but they
made it happen. Yeah.
The known search engine. Mm. Right?
Incredible. Congratulations and happy 20th.
20 years, Google. The first Harry Potter book turns 20.
Oh, really? Wow. That's a good one.
Yeah. Armageddon was the top movie 20 years ago.
Oh, really?
Other movies that came out in 90. You're squeaky.
You're killing me. I thought Armageddon was like the 80s.
98 also saw Saving Private Ryan. There's Something About Mary.
Oh.
Shakespeare in Love, The Truman Show.
Oh, I love The Truman Show.
Some of the songs that came out 20 years ago are Baby One More Time.
Oh. Hit me, baby, one more time.
Lauryn Hill's Doo-Wop.
Oh.
Brandy and Monica's The Boy Is Mine. Do you know that?
I do.
Oh, yeah, I love that song.
I don't really know that.
I hear this song all the time on one of our sister stations.
It's not exactly a sing-along.
Some TV shows that premiered 20 years ago include Sex and the City.
Oh, my God, funny.
That 70s Show. Will and Grace.
What year did The Sopranos start?
I don't know.
It seems like
right around Sex and the City.
It seemed like it came after.
Yeah.
Like you'd watch Sex and the City and then Sopranos came on right after-ish.
Yeah.
Premiered in 99.
Oh.
A year later.
There's a company called Realbotics in San Marcos, California, and they make extremely sophisticated female sex robots.
Oh, are they the real doll people?
I don't think they're, well, they're like working that? On something just like that, yeah. They have artificial intelligence, so they can talk and hang out, but they also, you know, do stuff. Nice. Now they're planning on making a male version.
Okay.
The
sex. Take out the trash? Will he put away the dishes and vacuum?
Thanks to artificial intelligence, their number one feature is that they're great listeners. They also have bionic man areas.
Is that really necessary?
Don't you want that?
I just don't know if I need a jackhammer in my house. I just don't know if I need that.
If you're interested in the male sex robot,
I want a man with
they'll start
hands.
Let's see.
Want a love
oh, they'll start
with
selling
an
them
easy touch.
Later this year for $15,000.
Well, wow. I will. You know what? When they start selling them, Vinny, I would love to see some materials on that. If you could get me a brochure,
you'd be interested.
Some kind. Oh, yeah. Well, I wouldn't be interested in buying one, but I'm certainly very interested to see what that's all about.
You don't think if that was, what if it was, it came out that this is the best sex toy of all time?
I no.
There's
I'm
never
fine.
Been a better one.
That's
it's better than anything in your toolbox. By miles.
Yeah, I just don't know how John would react to it. I mean, that's the only thing that's holding me back from getting the male sex toy, Vinny, is
really?
That, you know, what would John think?
He and might
plus,
get jealous.
How do I explain Uncle Bill to my kids? Like, who's the guy on the couch, Mom. Oh, that's just a friend of mine. He's a good listener.
Just keep him in your room.
Bionic man. Well, what? My kids are never going to go in there for any reason?
What are they going there for?
I don't know. They might need to go in there sometime. I don't know what they go in there for. Then, but it's not off limits to them. And if they walked in and saw this man laying in the bed between Mom and Dad's spots, that'd be weird.
That's where you'd keep him?
Well, where else am I going to get? What do you think? I got like a table and chairs set up in there for him to play cards on while he's waiting for me? Is he in there waiting for me?
You don't have a chair in there?
A chair.
All right, there you go. Yes, Hooman.
Would you be bummed out if you saw your roommate banging a robot?
Yeah, I'd say to her, you know what? You got to take care of me first.
Yeah.
And then you can, whatever's
if
left
you still want more action.
Of you after that, you're welcome to.
If you walked in on her on the robot, would you be like, oh, excuse me? Or would you just keep doing your business?
You know, I
and
would
put
no,
on
no,
your
no.
Shirt
I would
stuff.
Walk out. If she walked in on me while I was by myself, I would hope that she would say, "Oh, I'm sorry,"
but
and,
what if,
and step out, not go, "Oh, what are you here?" Like it's embarrassing.
But don't you want her to go, "Hey, I'll take care of that"?
If she did do that, that'd be fine too.
Although
but,
it's still humiliating.
Yeah, it's pretty crunchy. It might be best if she just shut the door. And,
But would you continue?
Yeah, I'd want to finish. Yeah, I would try to finish.
That wouldn't, like, throw a wrench in it?
You wouldn't believe the things I've tried to finish through.
I bet I would.
You would not believe. And as a teenager, really. Mm. Every teenage boy has that story about, I can finish this before. Never mind.
Those footsteps are at least 9 away from the door. Counting down.
Right. Anyway,
yeah, the whole fake person in your house, I think, might pose a problem. For single people, I guess Hooman could have this lady waiting for him at his house. Would you ever consider that?
Yeah, would you play with that?
Like an AI, you know, real doll?
I mean, I've never thought about it.
But think about it now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
You know how you always say everything always gets sticky and sketchy and...
Yeah.
There's always trouble, but there's no drama here.
If you'd be single, but also having the warm, loving arms of an android to come home to.
Right.
Is it warm, loving arms?
It
I don't know. Okay, it is.
Seems like cold arms.
Well, no, maybe there's like a
what does she look like?
She's beautiful.
Whatever. How do you know?
She looks like whatever you want her to look at.
Dusty.
You like fake boobs.
Blonde.
That's the definition of it.
And how does it feel?
Real.
Soft.
Soft?
Yes.
Or like a mannequin?
No, it's real.
No, soft. And she's got kung fu grip.
Yeah, in every place that counts.
Mm.
And you can customize her. Like, if you want a blonde, you get a blonde. You can, I mean, you can literally go and
go to
the Real Doll site.
Are you saying?
I'm telling you.
What's the website?
This might be realdoll.com. I don't know what it is.
Realdoll.com?
Yeah, check it out. You can get any girl you want on there. I mean, you can't, like, have kids with her or anything.
Wow, but this website's terrible. Every picture's broken.
Oh. Anyway, yeah, I'll read some texts on the other side here.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.